This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today with a new True Choice offer. If you buy Pioneer brand seed, you can earn Corteva cash. If you want to know the direction of farmland values in the months ahead, one very key barometer is interest rates. I'll talk about it coming up after this.
It takes a degree in electronics just to work on your truck. You have to boot up 3 monitors to start planting. And watching TV? Well, that requires 4 different remotes. Yep, it's not the best time for people who enjoy simple. But we're doing our part to change that. Corteva Agriscience, the agriculture division of DowDuPont, introduces the all-new True Choice offer. Now, this is simple. When you buy Pioneer brand seed, you earn Corteva cash that's immediately available for you to redeem at your crop protection retailer. Use that Corteva cash on more than 100 crop protection products. That's it. No waiting for a rebate, no digital fingerprinting necessary. Just a straightforward offer in an overly complicated world. Ask your local Pioneer sales representative or your crop protection retailer about True Choice. New, simple, now.
One of the key factors of the ag economy and one factor that provides direction to the value of farmland is the cost of money, interest rates. The Federal Reserve has brought interest rates back to zero in real terms. For much of the last decade, the real rate of interest in the United States was actually negative. And this fueled a boom in farmland prices, just as it did 4 decades earlier when the Fed held rates below inflation between 1968 and 1971, and again from 1975 to 77. Now, by contrast, extremely high real interest rates during the 80s were a major contributing factor to the collapse in farmland values back in the 80s. But then in the 90s, farmland prices began to rise very slowly as interest rates came down, but they remained significantly positive for most of that decade. It wasn't until after the tech wreck in 2001, when the Fed first cut interest rates to close to zero in real terms, that the farmland prices began soaring. And now that the Fed is bringing rates back to positive in real terms, will farmland prices resume their rise or will they fall? And it depends in part upon how far the Fed goes in raising rates. Even if rising interest rates don't negatively impact U.S. farmland values in a direct sense, by slowing the flow of credit and reducing the number of buyers, they could impact farmland values indirectly by pushing the dollar higher and crop prices lower. Other countries around the world have become major factors now in crop production, and that means their currencies are important to watch, such as the Brazilian real and the Russian ruble. And what's happening with the value of the currencies certainly can affect the supply and demand situation globally. I'll be back after this.